America Weekend.
Well, hello and welcome to another edition of America Weekend. Your friends, Valerie Smaldone.
And Leslie Gold.
And Leslie, you always find interesting news items, as do I. You know, things that sort of hit our eyes that, or come across our desk that look and sound interesting. And I know that you have something that incorporates food with technology.
Right, and who could resist like that? Now, maybe you're trying to lose weight. Maybe you're trying to control your diabetes or your high blood pressure. Or maybe you're just an athlete looking to improve your performance. Well, there's a startup company. They're based in Philadelphia, and they want to help you by giving you a plate that knows what you're eating and can calculate what you're eating in terms of food weight, calories, and everything else.
So when you fill up your plate like I did last night, mm-hmm. by the way, this is very timely because I had an after party last evening.
Yes.
And I was very hungry. And I waited a long time to get to my food.
Okay.
So I piled up the plate.
Well, this plate would know exactly how many calories you had on that plate.
That's horrifying.
I know. It is a little horrifying. It's a special plate with three sections. It's got three embedded cameras in it. And the cameras can see what you're putting on the surface. And it uses almost the same technology as facial recognition, except it's food object recognition, and it can analyze the food, analyze the size of the food, identify it, figure out how many calories it is. The service or the plate is called Fitly, right? And the guy who is in charge of this company, Anthony Ortiz, he wanted to create a solution for bad nutrition.
I think that's a great idea, and this reminds me of something we talked about a long time ago on this program, where it was a sensor and an app that could determine the makeup of matter. Most application would be used for food.
Right.
So this is very similar along those lines, but it's very user-friendly because how do you serve food? You put it on a plate.
But you always have to use this plate. It's a weird-looking plate.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, it's got the three sections on it, and in the center is an LCD screen, if you can see there right in the middle, and that'll tell you if you've gone over. You can pre-program either the calories or the grams that you're supposed to eat, and let's say you want to serve yourself 80 grams of carbohydrate, right? Or you've got 80 grams on the plate and you're only supposed to have 60. The plate will tell you right there on the screen to take off 2 tablespoons.
I like this. This is very, very good.
Really?
My question is, how do you wash it? Is it dishwasher safe?
I don't think so. You probably have to wash it by hand because you can't put it in the microwave either. But it's pretty slick technology because the camera can tell the difference between grilled chicken and fried chicken, for instance. It can tell if your pasta or your bread is whole wheat or white.
Or gluten-free. Would it know that too?
It probably.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love this.
And the plate scans the food. It can store the data so it can keep a history. It's essentially, he says, it's the new Tupperware. The company is Fitly. He calls it Smart Plate. No, you can't put it in the dishwasher. I just saw that.
And how much does it cost?
Well, they're crowdfunding it
now.
Yeah, there's a campaign at getsmartplate.com. And if you want one of these, apparently you have to fund the company. but if you do that, you can pre-order the device at a reduced cost.
I love this idea. It's brilliant. So, like, if you have a big old honkin' bowl of ice cream or yogurt, it's going to tell you everything you need to know.
Yeah, it's a similar principle to the people in government who feel that if they put the calories on the menu, you will make smarter choices. Well, this is a way for you to see the calories right in your own home. But you always have to use this plate.
Or more. You have to buy more than one.
Yeah. Yes.
Get a whole set. Make the family happy.
I guess so.
Have your guests be part of this. Could you imagine?
It feels a little oppressive in that way, right? It's like, whoa, you know, the plate is blinking at me. I'm over 1,000 calories.
I'm not eating it, but I think it's a great idea. So crowdfunding, hopefully they'll get enough money, make it happen, and then the next time we talk about this in a year or so, it'll be in market.
And everybody will be skinny as a result.
Everybody's skinny, skinny. All right. Thanks for that, Leslie.
Sure.
It's America Weekend. We're so happy to have you with us. I'm Valerie Smaldone.
And I'm Leslie Gold.
America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Name and town.
Rick Myers, St. Petersburg, Florida.
Special place.
This was where I decided that I was going to marry my second wife.
Hope you told the first one. Tolerate. endurance and laughter in the rain. Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Ride was special for biker Rick.
We got caught in a rainstorm that year, and it poured down rain, and we're with our chapter. I ride with the Christian Motorcyclists Association. Pretty much, she didn't complain. We laughed a lot and kind of laughed off just a deluge. The bike broke down. It was a whole fiasco, and that made my determination to marry her. So it was a good thing. That was
American Biker Minute
2005.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Career Builder recently released their annual list of interview blunders. Three of them had to do with cell phones.
One interviewee's phone was ringing in his briefcase, yet he kept denying he had a phone with him.
Another one wasted the interviewer's time by calling his wife to see what she was making for dinner.
Yikes. And our favorite was the woman who, during the interview, faked coughing and wheezing as she called in sick to her current job.
60% of the interviewers surveyed said using a cell phone in front of them was a major red flag and often a deal breaker.
So turn your cell phone off when you walk in the building. Better yet, leave it in the car.
Even something as simple as proper cell phone etiquette can lead to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.